You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place, in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. The display of the future might be in your contact lens. You've heard of smart glasses. Specs that can display your calendar, show you emails, and record what you're seeing. But a new project 5 years in the making details a new vision of the future, the smart contact lens. The creator, a company called MojoVision, says they'll enable you to use apps and see better, but don't expect to plop them into your eyes just yet. We're still a few years away from seeing them brought to market. Even ultra-tough water bears are vulnerable to climate change. Water bears, or tardigrades, are known for being the toughest creatures on Earth. Scientists have boiled them, frozen them, irradiated them, exposed them to the vacuum of space, and they still just keep tardigrading along. But new research reveals something unsettling. Water bears may be able to survive short spurts of extreme temperatures, but their survival rate drops significantly when exposed for longer spells. And on a planet that is rapidly warming, if the toughest animal there is can't survive, what will? And now for today's fast fact, $111.5 million. That's how much money Kia and Hyundai have invested in a new electric van startup called Arrival. The investment signals that the 800-employee startup is ready to compete in the crowded EV market, and while a van may not be as appealing as something like an electric sports car, the market for delivery vehicles to assist juggernauts like UPS, Amazon, and USPS is ripe, and the short, predictable routes are perfect for an EV. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.